95CKNB, it's Isaac here joining you, and it's Wednesday, so you know what that means. It's time for What Knows Wednesday. Joining me on the line from Restigouche County SBCA is Pam. Now, Pam, we've talked about this topic before, boarding, and maybe it's a little bit confusing for pet owners, but especially as some of them are going on vacation, it is something that they should consider.
Yes, exactly, and sometimes they can't take their dogs with them, and all of a sudden it becomes a little bit of a panic. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do with the dog?
So what exactly should people keep in mind when it comes to boarding?
Well, often it's good to have a kennel brought to your attention by a positive word of mouth. You know, usually if somebody says, oh, I had a really great experience with this place, then definitely go and check it out. But when you first contact the kennel, you should do it in advance of your trip. It's kind of important that the visit is for you and for your dog. It's a great opportunity for you to check out the environment. If they have an inspection certificate, not everyone does. Different provinces have different rules and regulations. But if they have it displayed, it should be right there so you can see it. And if they don't have one, ask. Other things to consider, take a look around and see, do they have an indoor area to play or an outdoor area? Dogs can get really stressed if they don't have access to the outdoors, especially if he's going to be there for an extended time. And have a look. Is the outdoor area clean? Are the staff keeping up with the animal waste on a regular basis? Very telling. Does your dog have an adequate space in the kennel? Important. If it's a small dog, of course, depending on the size, you wouldn't need something large. But they should have enough room to get up easily and turn around and lay back down without any difficulty.
I'm sure for a lot of pets, they love to have their toys, maybe some things to, you know, keep them company. Is there anything that people can bring with them along with their dogs when they drop them off at this kennel?
Well, every facility has their own set of rules and regulations, and that's important to look into as well. Some of the items, people, they will allow you to bring certain items to your pet. Toys and things that you can take when you're leaving your pet. Things like Kong, they make the dog feel at home. He's having them at home. And okay, look at, I've got the same one here too. Stay away from rawhides and plush toys as they can pose a really bad choking hazard. Some of the dog beds are filled with those fibers, and often if the dog is experiencing some separation anxiety, he might start tearing that apart and would hate to have any of that lodged or involved. So stay away from that sort of thing when you're boarding your dog. Here's a few items that I recommend you bring, especially your food. Bring your own dog food from home. Each meal, if you're looking for just a long weekend or just a weekend, you can package them off individually so that there's no measuring required for them. They can just empty the little package and it's already done for them. But on longer stays, make sure the food is in a Tupperware container with helpful to have a scoop there so that it's easy for them to do it. And directions on how much to feed your dogs per day. Lots of people like to bring a little note about their dogs, what they like and what they don't like. And it really helps the staff care for your dog. Most boarding kennels encourage you to bring your food that they've enjoyed in time. And the reason why, mostly, is because it's not the time for tummies to get upset by sudden change in diet. Keeping the same food will really help your dog feel more at home while he's waiting for you to return.
When you mentioned that some owners should bring notes about their dogs if they have any special needs, how important is it that they keep notes on medication also with their animals?
Oh, very important, particularly with older dogs as well. But yes, you should really have their daily medications. Bring them from home. Make sure they're well labeled and the quantities are clearly marked so that the facility will know exactly what they are to give and how often. Having your vet's name and telephone number available is imperative in case of emergency. The other thing is, when you're checking out the boarding kennel, find out about their immunization requirements. And they should have them. If they don't look any farther, because you should never place your dog in any environment where other dogs have never been up to date on their shots or vaccines. And make sure your own dog is up to date, including Bordetella and deworming.
If you don't mind me asking, what is Bordetella?
It's a bacteria which causes inflammation in the dog's upper respiratory, and it can lead to coughing and illness. It's highly known as kennel cough, and it's really contagious. It's found in boarding kennels and doggy daycare centers and dog parks. They have symptoms of the cough is the sound that you can never hear anywhere else. They have a runny nose. They sneeze a lot, lots of appetite. Once you've done your homework and you've found the best kennel possible, relax. You and your dog will both feel best if you don't get too stressed about the separation. You both can have a great vacation and a great reunion with lots of tail wags and happy to see you when you've returned.